There will be quaffles, broomsticks, and yes, a golden snitch zipping around the field this weekend in Sarteano, Italy. It's the inaugural European Quidditch Games, with a dozen teams from Catalonia to Norway to Turkey competing for glory. Quidditch, of course, is the flying sport played by wizards and witches in the Harry Potter series and the movies.
He's got the snitch! Harry Potter receives 150 points for catching the snitch!
Gryffindor wins!
This weekend's games will be the real-life terrestrial version for muggles, those without magical blood. Karen Kamaki is tournament director for the European Quidditch Games, and she joins us now from Sarteano. Karen, why don't you explain how this game is played in real life?
So it's fairly similar to how the books work. Obviously, the flight is a thing we haven't quite surmounted yet.
Haven't figured that part out?
Yeah, no, we haven't quite gotten there. So the teams run around with brooms between their legs. If they fall off of the broom or they get hit by a bludger, we have them run back to their hoops to simulate falling off. But everything else is fairly similar. You've got the keepers guarding the goal hoops, the beaters, we throw dodgeballs for bludgers. And the main difference is we actually have no flying ball in the way of a snitch. We have a snitch runner who has a ball velcroed to the back of their pants, and they run around, and the seekers have to try and capture that.
So it's a ball velcroed to the back of their pants. That's the idea.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me about the scene there in Sarteano, which it sounds like has really embraced this championship and trying to sort of turn the town into a mini Hogwarts.
We got very lucky in Sarteano offering to host us. Every restaurant has, like, snitches hanging from ceilings. They've got house signs everywhere. They built a platform 9 3/4 in their main piazza. It's really quite impressive how welcoming they've been to us.
Is it pretty much the case that anybody who's playing in the Quidditch games is, by definition, a Harry Potter fan, has read the books, knows everything about them?
Weirdly enough, no.
Really?
When it first started, a lot of people were Harry Potter fans. I got involved because I was a Harry Potter fan. And as the years have passed, in the U.S., there's actually a lot of people who would prefer to not be associated with Harry Potter. They want to be taken seriously. They consider this an actual sport.
What do you think it takes to be a great Quidditch player, if you are a muggle?
It does take a bit of training. There is a lot of running. It's a lot like soccer. There's not a whole lot of stoppage time. It takes some smarts. It's definitely grown into a very sort of mind as well as body sport.
Are there people there for the games who would harbor dreams of Quidditch one day becoming an Olympic sport?
I would say that there are some people who probably share that opinion, and that would be very happy to see that. For me, I don't personally care if we become an Olympic sport. I feel like that's a form of recognition I don't necessarily need to have to enjoy the sport itself.
What's it about for you?
For me, I'm not the most athletic person. I stopped playing very quickly and just started switching to administrative tasks. But for me, it's the fact that it is so inclusive. It's the fact that you've got these athletes who quit football and rugby and soccer and ended up joining the sport next to complete nerds who you would never see necessarily running up and down the pitch but are perfectly willing to put hours in training for this sport. There's no judgment, and I love that. It's one of the few sports where that's actually the case.
Well, Karen Kamaki, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. Have a good time this weekend.
I will. Thank you.
Karen Kamaki is tournament director for the European Quidditch Games in Sarteano, Italy.